from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Good morning. Happy Friday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Let's try this. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G and you. It's not even the coffee this time.
It is Fresh Fridays, the first ever Fresh Fridays. If you get a chance to go to the G and Ursula Facebook page, you can go ahead and post your picture there, and you can see Ursula's beautiful face as she is smiling all day. Ursula, I got to tell you and the listeners right now, I am $43 light in the pockets right now.
I know. Okay, if you go on our Facebook page, you are going to see G's reaction. He was feeling really good. Fresh Fridays, first time around. He was going to treat the newsroom to a box of donuts.
Yes!
And I hear, the delivery's here.
Yeah!
A small box of donuts comes in, and G says, this box cost me $43.
Mighty O donuts. Mighty O, y'all owe me $43. Ursula.
Well, part of it is the delivery.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, it wasn't the donuts.
Okay, but Ursula, I just saw the mix, and it says, like, their choice. And I saw $43. I'm like, oh, okay, they're going to really hook it up. Like, it's going to be special. Man, it showed up, opened up, and here's the embarrassing part. Tell me the last time you've gone to work or delivered donuts, and so far only one person has grabbed a donut. That is terrible.
You know what? I guarantee you within the next couple of hours, they will be gone.
I almost want to go and order some more donuts because I feel disrespected that nobody's having donuts. Good morning, Chef.
Good morning, G. You made a huge mistake by not taking a page from the Ursula playbook and getting nothing but maple bars. Guaranteed, those get swiped up real quick.
That's true.
I haven't
done that in a few weeks,
There's not one maple bar. And last thing before we get to Ursula's top five stories, I want to just say this. These donuts look thirsty. All right, let's get to it. Ursula's top five news stories of the day brought to you by Economy Fence Center.
And we start off with breaking news. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is going to send the article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement today when he opened the Senate. Republican leader Mitch McConnell wanted to postpone the impeachment trial until February to give the former president time to prepare and review his case.
That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial, which, by the way, would have been a substantial benefit to the incoming administration and allowed them to get more of their cabinet confirmed, which we are cooperating as best we can to expedite.
As you know, the House impeached former President Trump on a single charge of incitement of insurrection for that deadly attack on the Capitol that unfolded on January 6th. Pelosi says the trial has to happen, even though Trump has left office, so that there is accountability.
Mitch McConnell has abused filibuster for years, and now he wants to continue. Ursula, simple. Crimes without consequences makes the laws inconsequential, period. You have got to take a line and go ahead and draw it right there in the sand. Hey, he's got enough time to incite all of these problems. Let's go ahead, give my man a fair trial, and let's get it going. This whole filibuster that Mitch McConnell is trying to do, we're not doing this. And I know they're like, but gee, you guys said unity. Yeah, we do say unity. Absolutely. And no matter what, if there's unity in this country, there's going to be unity no matter what. Crimes are crimes. There is a difference between crimes and a difference between unity. Now, see, we don't even know. Okay, well, let's have a fair trial to figure out about the crime.
Okay, and you bring up the filibuster, and that was one of the things that Chuck Schumer said. Yeah, we're not doing that. So Mitch McConnell was trying to include that when they were doing negotiations for how we are going to handle the Senate because it is a 50-50 split. It sounded really good. Hey, look, the two sides are working together. But then Mitch McConnell said, well, he brought up the filibuster basically so that it would be harder for Democrats to get anything passed. And Chuck Schumer said, no, that's a no-go. But when it comes to impeachment, this may be an unpopular opinion.
Come on.
But I am not sold on holding an impeachment trial starting next week. And I say this even though I believe that former President Trump needs to be held accountable.
Okay.
But I was hoping that it would be at a later date. Why? Because of how this could impact the start of this new administration.
Mm-hmm.
We know the tremendous challenges that are in our face right now. Mm-hmm. They're already starting. You know, we're supposedly hearing that there's no vaccine plan that was already in place.
Sure.
So there are all these crises that the new administration has to deal with right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then also President Biden has said that he's calling for national unity. So how does that play out when you are starting right off the bat with an impeachment and just going through it again? I mean, President Trump has been impeached for a second time, so you can't remove that.
Mm-hmm.
But do we even know that there is that one-third needed to even convict him?
No, we don't know. But we'll find out. That's number one. And number two, Ursula, you said that about the old administration. We are reminded every single day about the failures of the last administration. I was running this morning and I looked up on the teleprompter and it said 411,000 Americans have died due to COVID in the last 10 months. We are losing 4,000 a day. A few weeks ago, when the insurrection happened, the United States of America during that time was still going through a pandemic. We were still, Ursula, losing 4,000 a day. But no, we still had people wanted to question the election and actually physically try to overthrow the government.
Yes.
And actually rant and try to call for the life of our vice president, Nancy Pelosi. So for that, you need to be held accountable. And now, Chuck Schumer, I gotta say, I'm shocked. I'm surprised that you are actually putting your foot down and not playing any games. And that's what needs to happen.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some things that are frustrating. Have you tried getting an appointment for a vaccine? This is not you or me because we're not eligible yet, G.
We'll try it.
But it may be harder than winning the lottery.
It's very frustrating, and if I didn't have high blood pressure, I'd have it by now.
Only 40% of our vaccines in our state have been given out. The state's new goal is to get 45,000 vaccines given each day. Right now, we are about doing a third of that.
We are making incredible progress, but we want to be as high as possible. And so whatever we have done is not enough, and we need to continue to do things.
That is State Health Secretary Dr. Umair Shah, who says to meet the goal, we're going to need many more vaccines shipped from the federal government to the tune of 300,000 a week. So far, our state has gotten about 820,000 doses from the feds in total.
Yes or no, Ursula? Was that the goal of the last administration that was just in office to make sure that these vaccines were distributed to everyone in the United States? Yes or no?
That should have been the goal. I mean, was that the goal? I don't get it. What do you mean?
I mean, I'm asking, was that the goal of the last administration were going out to get the vaccines to everyone?
That's supposed to have been the goal, but what we're hearing now, and I don't know how much of it is true, there was no actual plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're starting from scratch. But here's one thing that I'm tired of hearing.
Okay.
The constant blaming of the federal government. Our state has, what did I just say, 800,000. So we've only given out 40%. We've known that we were going to have these vaccines coming in. So there's failure on our part, too. I mean, it's not just, we have only done a third of what the goal is, and only 40% of the current vaccines that we have available have been given out. So there's some blame here locally.
Okay, I'm going to agree with that. Because right now, of all the states right now in the United States, I was just watching yesterday. You know who's actually doing a phenomenal job? And they are like, look it up, at like 95%. West Virginia. West Virginia is at like 95% of the vaccines that come there. They're getting them right into the arms of the people.
And so why is that?
They was ready. They had a plan. I'll give
there you
that. You're right about that. West Virginia, shout out to him and the governor there. They did have a plan to get shots in arms.
Okay, so now Amazon is partnering with Virginia Mason to open a pop-up COVID vaccination clinic this Sunday in Seattle. So it sounds exciting. 2,000 vaccine doses to those who are eligible. Again, mm-hmm. You got to be phase 1A or phase 1B tier 1. You have to sign up in advance. Don't just show up there. I mean, people are getting inundated now. Clinics are getting inundated. Everyone wants their vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, You have to look at PhaseFinder, see if you are qualified. Microsoft is also offering to do mass vaccination clinics. King County's talking about using Showare Center. So, yeah, they're all ramping up.
Question for you, and I'm asking, I don't know. Do the same people that said or say that COVID is a hoax, do they believe in the vaccine?
I'm guessing that they're signing up. But there are some who are...
I'm just trying to figure it out. You know what I mean?
I would say that they shouldn't be, but it benefits all of us. I don't care what you've been saying. I want all of us, as many of us as possible, so we do reach that herd immunity. One of the three people who were arrested during the rioting in downtown Seattle this week, he was released in less than 24 hours. Police say 33-year-old Justin Moore admitted that he'd smashed the windows and broke into a Starbucks to, quote, earn the trust of the others in the group, this anarchist group. He comes from California. The King County Prosecutor's Office asked that he be held in jail on $5,000 bail, but Judge Lisa Pagliazzotti released him on his own personal recognizance. Okay. Some downtown workers and business owners are asking, well, why didn't police respond sooner, too? It was about 20 minutes before they started making arrests. Sergeant Randy Husarik tells Cairo 7 TV they cannot make arrests until these rioters break the law.
The challenge is negotiating 100 to 150 people while trying to minimize use of force. And then at that point, singling out the correct people who are responsible for the damage.
I'm okay with the release. And we're going to be talking about that through the show. I know you guys are going to go crazy. Hear me out. I am okay with the release because I'm quite sure that our jails are starting to get overpopulated. However, this whoever does the crime, you still have to go to court, Ursula. No matter what, this person is going to have a court date. Now, what I do have a problem with will be if it is a light sentence. Here's my belief. Somebody that comes from California up to Seattle and commits a crime like this, go ahead and slap them with 5 years in prison. You see, when you get 5 years in prison for doing something like that, you know what it does, Ursula? It discourages the next person from doing it. It has more of a, I wish you would bust that glass. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to get, I got to look at the sentencing range, but it's highly unlikely.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
The consequences. If you have the lack of consequences, Ursula, I'm going to go ahead and keep it a buck.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you, though.
What?
You said that you're okay with them being released.
I'm okay.
I'm not. What, wrong
okay,
signal.
Okay, so what would make Ursula feel better? What do you want to hear? I'm asking. What do you want?
First of all, $5,000 bail, and then you say, no, don't even do that, just let him out.
Okay,
the dude's from California.
Okay.
Admits that he vandalized a business.
Sure.
Has other people looking to see what's going to happen to him.
Okay.
And then the judge says, yeah, you can go on out.
Oh,
you know what? There are other people who don't get that opportunity.
Okay, right. So let's just say it's $5,000 bail. It's $500 because you pay 10% to get out. You mean to tell me, Ursula, you would feel that much better about the person paying $500 to get out?
Well, I think they should have asked for higher bail.
Okay, well, then that's another issue.
Yeah,
but
it
at
is.
At the end of the day, the person still has to go to court. Like, no matter what. Like, I don't even get, like, people are like, gee, can you believe the Kyle Rittenhouse guy that shot the people? Can you believe that he's out on bail? And I'm like, yeah, because that's the United States of America. Somebody paid his bail. He still has to go to court, and he's going to serve a life sentence.
I know, but, well, we don't know that. I mean, unless he's, right?
Yeah,
hello.
You
got to go through the trial, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But these hooligans and thugs only want one thing. They want to cause destruction.
Yeah.
They want to cause violence. They want to have a confrontation with police.
Sure.
This... letting them out within 24 hours, which many people aren't afforded, there is no message. That's the wrong message, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I fear that because it looks like, hey, you know, we're going to get a pass, that's just going to be how it's kicked down the road, you know, treated that way. And once again, you've got this repeating, revolving door. And if you look at what's going on in downtown Seattle, it don't look good.
One last thing. So this person came from California. Does that kind of mess up the narrative when people say, I cannot believe they're doing this to their neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I think a lot of people, those people who dress up, whether it's Antifa or whatever.
They come from out of town.
They come from out of town.
Oh, yeah,
they're just here to cause problems. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just after the restaurant's 50th anniversary on January 1st, mm-hmm. Spiffy's in Centralia, which is all over the news, closed its doors for indoor dining after facing more than $400,000 in total fines from the state. Earlier this week, a judge removed the restraining order on that restaurant, and owner Rod Samuelson told the Dory Monson Show that by following the rules, he is now off the hook.
If we continue to abide by Ellen I's edict, which is, of course, basically our governor's, and then we're okay, we're fine. And we're not liable for any of this $400,000 that they're talking about.
So let me get this straight. There are some people that are upset that the person, the rioters or whoever, that got out of jail and didn't have to pay a $5,000 bond. However, in this situation, the Spiffy's restaurant with over $400,000 in fines, because they weren't doing the right things, everybody's like, okay, as long as they close the restaurant for dining, we'll go ahead and we'll get rid of those fines. So I hope that people are upset with those fines being gone, too. So you see, you can't pick and choose who you want to keep fines for or not.
So you equate Spiffy's being open... and he says that his motivation, I mean, I was upset. I was upset that this guy was getting so much attention for not doing the right thing.
Yeah, these talking heads around the country are giving these folks attention.
Yeah.
That's why.
So I wasn't happy with that. But, I mean, do I want him to suffer? Do I want him to, you know, he's been in business for 50 years, and we know that the struggle that small business owners are facing right now. So I don't equate what happened with Spiffy's to the dude who is breaking open for no reason to help nobody but hurting another business and hurting downtown Seattle. I don't put them in the same category. I guess that would be my answer to that.
We're losing 4,000 people a day to COVID, but okay. I got you.
You know what? Our top five was going to include some Dr. Fauci, but we are going to hold off.
I thought it was going to include Chuck Schumer, because Chuck Schumer had some things to say.
We're going to have to bring those sound bites back. We're going to share that in a bit, but we're out
right.
of time.
All right.
It's feisty Fresh Fridays.
Yes. Hey, coming up next at 9:30, was it smart to kick extremists off of social media? You guys are listening to the G and Ursa Show, Fresh Fridays.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show on this Fresh Friday. We're going to be explaining what exactly that is coming up in about 15 minutes. Hey. But you can also check out our show Facebook page, see how G is decked out for the occasion. He is in studio with me, which hasn't happened, but maybe one or two times since.
This is the second time in 10 months.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Yeah. So this is
but
quite
Ursula,
a treat.
You girl, you looking good too now. Go to that Facebook page and check out Ursula. Look good.
Oh, you're funny.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so we want to know if it was the right move to kick extremists off of social media. So yesterday, a federal judge in Seattle ruled that Amazon can keep the social network Parler offline.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't remember, Amazon actually gave Parler the boot from its cloud computing servers earlier this month, saying that it was seeing an increase in violent content. For people who are wondering, what exactly is Parler? So it's like a Facebook or an Instagram, but it is used primarily by right-wing and users.
Sure.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I actually tried to get on it, and it just kept booting me off, and I was like, okay, never mind.
You was gonna post some stuff on it?
Well, I just wanted to see, you know, before I talk about it, like, you know, I don't want to talk about TikTok unless I'm on it,
so
now I can talk about it.
My phone jammed when I tried to get on there, but go ahead.
Okay, so the question is, was it the right move?
Absolutely.
Why?
Wait a minute. You know who
it could be?
You know why? Because somebody on our show has the figures. Hey, chef, can you let us know the figures that just recently came out? What has happened since they've been kicked off?
Well, that's on Twitter. I can give
Twitter?
The figures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, ever since President Trump got the boot from Twitter,
okay,
misinformation fell by more than 70%. Misinformation about election results.
Okay.
Primarily.
So that right there is an example as to how important it is for these platforms to regulate nonsense. 73% since President Trump has been taken off of Twitter. Do you know what might not have happened had they not allowed that to continue from the election time until January 6th? Oh, the potential of taking the life of the vice president of the United States, or maybe the cop that was killed would still be alive. Maybe some of the people that were that died afterwards would still be alive. Maybe some of the people that were maybe expecting a pardon from Donald Trump would not be facing trouble like they're going to. So many positive things might have occurred had we not had that misinformation. As for this extremist stuff, as for Pollard not being able to come back, good.
So what about the argument that this is a violation of First Amendment rights? So this is, we have free speech. That is something that people have died for. The right to speak freely. And where do you stop?
Can you walk into a movie theater and say fire?
No, you can't.
Okay. So look, exactly. can you go inside of a public place and yell bomb? No, there are consequences. Like we can go to we're blue in the face on this. This is free speech. There are things that you could say. You can say it all you till you blue in the face. There's consequences.
Yeah. So the U.S. district judge who issued the ruling in this case is Barbara Rothstein, and she said that forcing Amazon to get Parler back online goes against the public interest, given, this is a quote, the kind of abusive, violent content at issue in this case, particularly in light of the recent riots at the U.S. Capitol. Amazon, interestingly, is saying it's not about the First Amendment and trying to stop people from exercising their First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Parler abusing the violating the terms of service by allowing that content to be published and actively encouraging violence. So it was not a case about free speech, they say. It was about a customer not following the rules.
I want to address that really quick because I think that's the misconception is that Amazon shut Parler down because conservative speech was happening there. No, Amazon shut it down because it was the organizing area and the staging area for violent action and continued to be, and they refused to do anything about it. As for your prior question, Ursula, you said, is this a free speech issue? I would just like to remind everyone that the First Amendment applies to what the government can tell you. And unless you are a protected class, a private business can do whatever it wants. You know, they don't have to serve, a store doesn't have to serve someone automatically. They can make rules about their establishments in the same way that you don't have to let other people into your home. What I've heard from researchers of misinformation and how it's going viral is that the only way really to prevent these conspiracy theories from taking off is to never expose people to them in the first place. And so if people are not getting exposed because it's being removed, I'm 100% okay with that.
I agree. And you know that I ask these questions because I want to have a conversation and I want to explore all issues.
And you want to get me fired up. Let's be honest, Ursula. Yes. You major in getting me fired up.
I know. I'm good at that. However, what about Antifa? Why are we not hearing, hey, we're going to shut down their content too? This is one, and this is a legitimate question. This is a real question. Mm-hmm. I don't hear that. I mean, it's got to be so. It can't just go one direction, sure. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
So, because social media is how those groups also get the word out.
You know, Ursula, I was thinking about all of the Antifa, right? And look, you know, everybody's like, what about Antifa? And what about Antifa and everything? Let's talk about this year in 2020, how many times has Antifa tried to plot to kidnap a governor of a state? Has that ever happened?
Well, but you could argue. See, I don't get into that argument because there has been violence at the hands of Antifa. Absolutely. And we're just seeing that.
No question about it. And this is where I'm going. When people, there is no justification for violence.
That's right.
No matter who does it. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you left, right, black, white. If you commit a crime, please, you should be punished.
Yes.
Like, there is no justification for that.
Yes.
But I want to be clear on something, because everybody says, what about Antifa? The FBI says the number one threat in America right now is whom? Go ahead. Your turn. Who?
White supremacist.
And yes. Who? Far right-wing militias.
Yes.
That's the FBI. Now, you cannot say Blue Lives Matter on one hand and not believe the FBI on another. And by the way, when is the last time somebody's called me a snowflake? Sorry, that was random.
Sorry. Just seeing you get riled. You're only 6 feet away from me right now. So seeing you get this riled up, I'm a little more concerned.
Am I intimidating?
Yes, there is.
I'm intimidating, Ursula?
No. There's a plastic shield between us, but if there wasn't, good God.
Ursula, come on now. I'm a nice man. I just paid $43 for 12 donuts. There is no way.
That makes you a sucker, not a nice man.
Hey, Chef, okay. That wasn't nice.
That wasn't nice, Chef.
Okay. All right. Hey, coming up next, we need to talk. And what we need to talk about is number one, we're going to explain Fresh Fridays. Number two, I want to ask you, what is it about dressing up that makes you feel a little feisty, makes you feel a little bit good? And should you maybe dress up for interviews or not? We do that next. Gene Ursula Show. Welcome back in to the G and Ursula Show. Yes, it is Fresh Fridays. Make sure you go over to the G and Ursula Show Facebook page and post a pic. I know our listener, Glenn, he posted a pic. Ursula, did you see how debonair he looked?
Yes, but don't feel like you have to be all dressed up, because I think a lot of people are like, nope, after seeing Glenn, they're like, I'm not going to live up to that.
Glenn looks good.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about letter grades. And the question is quite simple. During this pandemic, do you still feel that schools should be giving out letter grades, even whether they're in person or online? We discussed that at 10 o'clock, but right now, Ursula, we need to talk. Fresh Fridays is today, and this is a day, it's the first one ever. And what it's about is this. The beauty in our show is the connection that our show has with our listeners. Mm-hmm. And it is something that I value. And so I said, how can we do something that is just for us? What can we do something for us? Well, Fresh Fridays. And right now, as we're going through this pandemic, right, we're kind of a lull. We're quarantined. We can't go this. We're out of our normal routines. But sometimes you just need something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Try to celebrate something. You want to celebrate your wins when you can. And so I thought, how about we just name it Fresh Fridays as an opportunity to dress up and do whatever and have a little bit of fun. And I'll take this time to come hang out in studio. And I found out coming in studio that you get a little nervous of me because I'm standing up and yes. I'm a little animated. But I also blame some of this on you because you like to ask questions and you know how to get me going.
Well, it wasn't. In all honesty, it's not to get you going, but I want to make sure we said our show is going to be one that explores different ideas.
Sure.
So I want to make sure that I ask the questions that some other people will say, well, what about? So I'm going to throw in the what about.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's going to get people riled up and other people will say, OK, now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the intent. It's not to get you all.
But yeah, I mean,
I get riled up
and some of the people get riled up and they get mad and they turn the station. They're mad at me.
But at the end of it all.
Yeah.
We're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We may not agree.
Yeah.
You and I often don't agree.
That's true.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just be decent about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're typing right now and saying, I hate you, G,
yeah.
or you are a, you know, whatever,
yeah.
because it's not something that you want to hear.
Yes.
Again, we have more in common than we do not. And we're just exploring these ideas. We're not calling people names.
Mm-hmm.
Except I did say, what did I call them? Hooligans?
You called them hooligans and you used thugs. How dare you?
Okay. If you're committing violence, yeah, all bets are off.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Back to Fresh Fridays. Ursula, what is it about when you dress up? Why, you just feel good, right? Like they say, if you look good, if you feel good, if you feel good, you play good. And you know what happens if you play good?
Well, you told me.
Well, yeah, they pay good.
Today's payday.
How are you feeling today, Ursula?
I'm feeling great. I told you, though, during the break, since the beginning of the year, I have lost 10 pounds, and then I have been holding steady.
Okay.
And you have this Facebook group that you started, which is so positive.
It is.
Can't
wait to be great.
And so many people are posting on there. They're doing their double workouts.
No.
And I asked you, I said, is it okay if I take a picture of the quart of Häagen-Dazs that's in my freezer that is still full and say, hey, that's a win?
Yes. It is.
That's all I got, folks.
It is a win. I mean, last night I ordered, Indochine.
Yes.
Down in Tacoma. And it was great. The hardest thing that I have, Ursula, is portion control.
Mm.
And so yesterday I had it and I was done eating. And I tried to eat it as slow as I could so I can enjoy it. But the thing is I was still hungry.
Yeah.
Ursula,
you have to drink a big glass of water before you start eating.
Oh, my gosh. No. Wait. All I kept doing was just like, well, let me get one more bite. And I didn't. Ursula, do you know how hard it was to just not have one more?
Yes.
I'm trying to work on my portion control.
Yes. But you were talking about, you know, when you get dressed up or whatever.
It's
because so much of our pandemic time has been, you know, at home, wearing the sweats, all that kind of stuff. So it does feel good to just get a little bit dressed up. Why not on a Friday? And then I think we should let Fresh Fridays evolve. Maybe we do some different music. Maybe we invite people, some of our diehard listeners, to join us on Agree to Disagree. So we want to hear ideas. How do you think we can celebrate Fresh Fridays?
That's true. And then, look, it might evolve. Like, we're not going to always be in this pandemic. So when we do get out and we are all vaccinated, Fresh Fridays, meet up at Alcon. Fresh Fridays, meet up in Edmonds up there. All that kind of stuff. Meet down at Tacoma, Chambers Bay. Oh, Fresh Fridays. Hey, coming up next, the question is simple. Should the school districts be giving out letter grades? Specifically, the Seattle School District will tell you why next. It's Gina Shaw.